I had to do a drinking game every time they said the word Spectra on the show last week, and I am drunk. Welcome to Bold Breakdown next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There's the newer version of the older version of the song.
I have a dance party in my living room every time it plays.
Oh my god, I love it. Hi, you guys. Welcome. I changed the theme song. Everybody calm down. They were asking me last week.
I feel like I bullied you.
But I like the old theme song. I like the other one so much, but I acquiesced. The new theme song is here, you guys.
Hi. The new old
the
theme
new
song.
Old, the new old, Bold 30. Bold 30. Hashtag Bold 30. Hi, I'm James Lajunior. Welcome to the Bold Beautiful After Show, the Bold Breakdown here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm glad to be here. Of course, Matthew and Payne is with me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to be joining you all on this beautiful Sunday night, for those of you who are listening live.
Yes, or Monday morning if you're listening on iTunes or watching us on YouTube. Yes, and where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And you can follow me at James Lott Jr. We're all James Lott Jr.'s assault. You're looking for somebody who's not here with us at the moment, and we're hoping he comes in at I don't know what's going on, but Pearson Fode is scheduled to be on today, of course.
Yes.
And we hope he's okay. We hope everything's okay. And we'll see what's, I guess we'll find out what's happening.
I'm going to blame LA traffic. Just
me too.
Because
there, me too.
It's always rush hour here.
It is. I mean, just, it's always rush hour. Yes, that's very true. Every freeway sucks now. It used to be just 405.
Right.
The 110 sucks.
The 101.
The 170. The 105.
Yep.
Oh, guys, it's just all 710, 610, the 60, the 91.
Where are you going if you're on the 610?
Actually, if you're way down where I live, because I live down by South LA, so that area over there.
Is 710 Palm Springs?
No, that's 210.
Oh, okay.
I think 210 takes you out to Palm Springs, which you also take it to the 15, which takes you to Las Vegas.
I've lived in Los Angeles for 9 years. I know the 101, the 405, and the 10. People at home
more.
Are like, what are they saying?
I know. And it's funny because in California, we say the 101.
Yeah.
You go to other states, they don't say, they just say 39.
Right.
Or 25.
Hop on 128
yes.
in Massachusetts.
Yes, there
yeah.
you go. As they make fun of me. I hop on the 71 when I go to Cleveland and Ohio.
Right.
So I get, it's funny we say the 405. So we do.
We're so clever. We Hi. Sound like the Californians, the Saturday Night Live.
Oh my God, that skin is so good. Like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Yes. Hi, everybody who's in here in the chat room. You guys, I see all my regulars. I see Smurfy Boy. Do I know you at 92?
Do I know you?
Because I know some of these other ones. Rodelli, it's Rodelli's birthday. So happy birthday, Rodelli. Makisha's in here. Cameron, Michelle D.
Michelle D said I forgot to untie Pearson from my bedpost. My
oh,
bad.
Oh, okay. That's what's going on. Girl, let him go so he can be on the show, please.
Yeah, we need him, Michelle.
Like, hello, Michelle D.
I did my best Thomas Forrester recreation
I see
outfit.
That. Actually, I like your shirt.
Thank you very much.
Very cute. Prints are always good. I like prints. I'm wearing a print too, kind of, so it's all kind of on there. And Daisy Flower 40. Okay, I know you. So I see folks in here that I love that are in here, and thank you for joining us in the last of the Soap Block shows. Before we start, my lot in LA, of course, is me 30 years ago. You guys have been asking for pictures of me from 30 years ago when I graduated high school. I know you can't believe it. So we're going to show the first one. It's me right after graduation with my fake diploma in my hand, and I turned my test on the other side.
Yep.
I was 18 years old. I look at that picture. It's like, it feels like it was yesterday in a way. I remember that whole, we had a big class of like 400 students.
Yeah.
And I remember coming outside. I'm an L, so I'm in the middle. And so like, I remember just being in the middle of every, it's like I was in the middle, I'm a middle child, middle of everything. So I was in the middle of everything. I see my parents over there, my godparents over there, and my siblings. It was really crazy. And I remember my mom took that picture. She caught me mid-walking. That's a good picture, I think.
Yes, it is.
That's kind of funny. You show the next one. And later on, I went to grad night. So that's me at grad night, and they gave me a cake and a little balloon. And here's what's funny for fashion, because this is Bold and Beautiful. Back then in the late 80s, shirts that had the collar that matched the tie were in. So I had a black shirt, and the collar was attached that was white.
Oh, yeah.
And then the tie, I got a white skinny tie, because back then skinny ties were in, too. It was very 80s.
Yeah.
And it was like, and I remember was so proud. I had a little jacket on that was black. It was so cute. And I was coming out of the afro, going into a high top. I wasn't sure yet what was going on. I wasn't sure. And I had a little mustache.
Right were you doing a, were you doing a Zenday?
Did
you see that hair this week?
I did see that. I kind of like it. I like playing with hair, so. I kind of like it. I think Zenday's hot anyway, so I just kind of, it's not a long story. But that night I saw at Videopolis, okay, for you guys from the 80s, get ready. I saw Wang Chung, I saw Mr. Mister, and I saw Berlin. So that was who I saw. They were playing at Videopolis that night. So that's very 80s, you guys. So that's wow. I want to show that. So that's 30 years of Bold and Beautiful, 30 years since I graduated high school. So, and a few months later, I had my first daughter. So there you go.
Oh, really?
Yes. She turns 30 this year. I feel old. So he's kind
she turns 30, Bold and the Beautiful turns 30.
30 year mind. Everything, it's all there. So it's kind of crazy. Okay, so... I want to say this anyway, even though he's not here. Congratulations to Pearson on his Emmy nomination.
Yes.
His second one. So that's good. And in 2 weeks, I have Caroline coming on, Lindsay Godfrey. That should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
I'm going to be talking to her.
I'm excited for Pearson. I think he might have it. I think this he might, is for
from
the
that, from that group, I think he might have it also. Yeah. From that group, because it's the younger actors. So I'm like, yeah, some other people, there's some good people in that group, but I think he's going to get it this time.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, Rodale, happy birthday to you. Okay, so what do you think about this week in general of The Bold and the Beautiful?
I loved. It's from, well, so as everyone knows, I'm a fairly new fan to the show, and I'm loving it, and each week it gets better for me.
It's good. No, it's good.
Yeah.
So that's why I want your opinion, because you're newer. For me, as a longtime fan, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
I just never got into it before. I never got into The Bold and the Beautiful, and I'm so in it right now. It's like, it's exciting for me.
Yes.
And I told James this 2 weeks ago off camera, that it's my favorite 30 minutes of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been doing the past 2 weeks is I've waited until Saturday/Sunday to watch them all.
That's what I do usually.
Because it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and it's fast.
A little binge.
And it's fast.
So fast.
It's like an hour and a half you can do it, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
With the commercials and everything.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Sometimes I'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'll do Thursday. But I save them as a group, too. I save them as a group, because then when it's over, I want to see the next one anyway.
Right. Me too.
I don't want to just, like, wait until tomorrow.
No.
I want to see the next one. So I think binging is a... Grandma Shirley crossed the line this week with me. We're gonna talk about Miss Patrika and her.
I don't disagree. I'm excited to talk about it too.
Yeah, because Patrika's doing. She's in the credits. You saw she's in the credits.
Yes.
So she's a contract person. They said there's actually an interview with Bradley Bell, who said that this the credits are all contract people.
Yes.
So some folks aren't in it anymore, but they're contract people, and I saw her with the beautiful, she's looking out to the window. It's a really beautiful picture of her. It's like, because she's in the credits. So I guess she's done with Days of Our Lives for sure, I guess, for now.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. We have seen
Nancy. Because Chloe's still on, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean...
And Chloe is just as crazy as her mom.
And, you know, and Wally Kurth does two soaps, so I mean, this could happen also, but...
Right.
But it's just fun to see that she's in the credits.
And she's totally different.
Yeah.
She's totally different as Nancy
yes,
than
she is
Shirley.
Oh my God, I love it. They're telling Jacob's saying to you, you can watch her on a few years on the CBS app.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted some, I guess,
yeah,
some insight.
I would definitely do that. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I like can't stress it enough.
Brandon Larkins is saying hello to us.
Brandon
said, you guys know Brandon. He is in the chat room. He's in the chat room. Happy Sunday, everybody. Yeah, everybody say hi to Brandon.
And if you see this, there's extra space. We are wishful thinking here that Pearson will be joining
us
tonight.
Up. It's like right now we don't know what's going on. Hopefully he's okay. But yes, so hopefully he's there. But we're here. We're going to talk Bold and Beautiful for you guys. And we'll work that out. Pearson will be on at some point. I mean, if he's not today, we'll get him on the show. And he's a friend of the show. He's been here before, so we'll work that out. Yeah, Sasha must be off contract. She wasn't in the credits. I mean, there are people who are not. And also my buddy Sean Kanan is on. And he wasn't there either.
I'm disappointed because I've been a fan of Sean since General Hospital.
Yes.
And I just want to see him on The Bold and the Beautiful. I never had an opportunity.
Deacon was the bomb.
Yeah.
And Sean's my friend. So, I just talked to him the other day. I'm just sad that he did this. He's not in the credits.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring him back on for Quinn.
Who I'm excited that is in the credits?
Yes.
Coco.
Yes, he's in the credits.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that. Okay.
Okay.
Monday. So Monday, basically... Quinn and Ridge are talking. Of course, they're always together. It's like these two are always together talking. And now they're worrying about Brooke at first, but he's like, oh, we got Katie. And Katie is on the war path. And I loved when Katie and Brooke got together that day. So, oh, you're back. Okay, so you're going to go tell Eric, right?
Yeah.
And Katie wants to tell. I mean, Brooke's like, no, you're going to stay out of it. She's like, no, he needs to know. Like, he needs to know. This is really bad. I love how Katie's just like, no.
Matter of fact.
Yes.
Do you think that Katie has a thing for Eric, or do you believe when she says that she just cares about him deeply?
As you guys out there, we've talked about this on the show many times. they seem to be trying to lead that she does, and a lot of us don't want them to because he's already been with both her sisters and her mother.
Right.
Bull Beetle does that. That's what they do, the incestuous stuff. But we all feel like they're friends. Like, Katie's the youngest of the whole family that, of course, she'd be close to Eric because they grew up together, kind of. Eric was always a positive force. Putting them together, like, don't put them together. It's like...
Is he too much of a father figure, or is it...
That's what I think, for me. And a lot of people... everybody's loving Katie. I agree with you guys, but you guys were like agreeing with me before. We don't want Katie with Eric, right? So tell me again in there. We don't want them. I don't think we did. I think we all were like no.
And I've been mentioning to you for a couple of weeks, and I still haven't done it. So I'll do it right now. I want to put up a Twitter poll about who you think would win in a SmackDown, Katie or Quinn. So check out my Twitter in about 30 seconds. Yes. At Matthew E. Payne. I'll let it run for the week.
Yes.
And we'll see who wins that Twitter war.
See, people are saying, well, we all did love, well, we'll get to that in a second, but people like Eric and Brooke together, kind of, in a weird way. I mean, they're old friends now. I mean, they're old friends, they share kids. I don't think they would be together now. But the soapy part of the show is that on Monday, Katie and Brooke are going at it. Eric is telling Rick how proud he is of him. And setting that up, and Rick's like, I was wrong about Quinn. I mean, they're so soapy about this. I love it. It's like they're just slowly, they're building it all. We all now trust her, and now it's like, I guess Eric was right.
Yep. It's just soapy enough.
Yes.
It's just soapy enough. And I was thinking about that this week, that they're not doing anything diabolical.
Nope.
And they don't have to.
Nope.
For it to be an interesting soap.
Right.
No. Overkill.
No, not at all. It's kind of built out of just emotions, yep. Basically. And I like the fact they haven't slept together. That, to me, makes it so interesting, because this is an actual emotional connection.
Affair.
They kissed.
I don't know how Ridge is saying to Brooke, she means nothing to me, and I'm still in love with you, and I want to marry you. I clearly don't believe him. I think that he has love for Brooke, but I think that he is falling for Quinn.
Me too. I think that Brooke, I think he will always love Brooke.
Yep.
I think that he, because, well, you know, watch last year, he was in love with Caroline. So, I mean, that was like, hello. So, all of a sudden, he was back with Brooke. I felt like it was a knee-jerk reaction because she was with Bill, his enemy.
She's going to fall back into Bill's arms,
well,
I think.
That had to be, well, this time, he didn't do anything wrong. He literally, and Brooke this time, we had this talk last week. I think you were when you were on, or whenever I had this talk last week. Brooke didn't do anything wrong this time, basically. People think it's a karmic comeuppance for her because of the Katie Bill thing. I get that on some level, but it's still two wrongs to make a right. And this time, really, Brooke didn't do anything. She chose Ridge, was going to bring a family back together. And I think Ridge was super surprised by his attraction to Quinn.
Yep.
I think he's truly is surprised by it. I think he doesn't want to admit that he's falling in love with her.
She's so pretty.
Oh, she's so, oh my God, she's so, Rena's so for
love. She's to die for. Her eyes, Eric was talking about, yeah, her eyes.
They are beautiful.
Oh my God, they're blue.
Yes, they are. And, oh, people are saying they wouldn't mind if they had a full-fledged affair. Okay.
Okay.
Like, people, I'm like, okay, I love the soapiness of Eric calling the meeting.
Yep.
The four of them in a room. Quinn all jittery.
Was like, what am I doing here?
I know, it's like, so funny. Quinn all jittery, of course. And I wonder what happened to Sydney. Brooke, look at you. You're looking at Quinn. And Brooke's just shaking like a leaf also. I'm like, oh my God, you guys are not good liars.
No.
I mean, you're trying to keep this a secret. And just, I mean, it's... people are saying that...
Do you think that Brooke should tell Eric?
Here's this thing I'm conflicted on. And... A lot of guys in here are saying that Brooke and Eric are endgame. Really interesting. I never thought that. I just feel like I'm now rooting for Quinn to make it. And later when Katie talks to Quinn and lists everything, you know, you have this house, you have respectability, you have... It's like she fought for all that. And I'm on their side. I like her and Eric together. I don't want them to mess up either. I feel protective too of Eric,
yeah.
Going... But it's a lie. Eric has to find out. He has to be told. I mean, he's going to be pissed again if everybody knows the story and no one... I mean, even Charlie and Pam are like, oh my God. I mean, like, just, I mean, like they know something. Like, but in a way, I'm conflicted. Like, don't tell, but then it has to be... I mean, it's...
It's not going to be good, I think, especially for Ridge and Eric when Eric finds out. I think that's going to be the biggest... Except I also think Katie's right. I think Quinn's shit will be out the door...
And her portrait.
And her portrait too.
Okay.
All right.
I was like, okay. I love it. and her portrait too. And I love when Katie was taunting Quinn. Oh my God. It was the best.
My favorite line of the entire week.
Yeah, that's what if I wrote it down. Did I write it down?
I'm gonna deliver it right to camera.
Do it to camera.
Mint tea, Quinn. Now.
Because those cookies are dry.
Yes.
There's some dry ass cookies.
I love how she told her off, then went back to the dry cookie. Ordered her to go make tea. Suggested she make a pot in case Eric comes home. And then goes like this.
She did. I was like, oh my God. Heather, Tom, you're the bomb. You're just a bomb anyway. But yeah, I love them. She's like, yeah, make a pot of tea just in case Eric comes home and wants some. I was like, cookies and tea. But that was cheap. Their cookies were dry, apparently. She was like, them dry.
I was proud of Quinn for telling her that she's not going to, you know, what was the verbiage? Pretty much, she's not going to lose sleep in limbo.
Right.
Being under
She's going to blackmail me then. She goes, go ahead and do it. But she's like, that's the Quinn we know. She wouldn't just roll over and play dead. She would have some feistiness in her still. I mean, that's what she would do. Whether she's crazy or not, she would. And I also like that Rich and Brooke talked, I like that Brooke continued, because what's funny with this storyline is they're actually showing us the history, because it's the 30th anniversary, they're tying it in. And when they say things like, she said, I wrote this down, I mean, Eric's treated you right, he raised you, he accepted you when you were Massimo's son, which was the late Joe Mascolo, who played Massimo. Aww. And when he left, when he was dead, and one of the times in Days of Our Lives, he played Massimo. I'm Bone Beautiful. He's like, you know, he's put up with you, he's accepted you for everything, and it's how you repay him.
Yeah.
It was like, he's just like, it's just a kid, just a couple of kisses. I love that he says that. Just a couple of kisses. She's like, it's kiss with your stepmother, your father's wife. Like, it's not.
Just a couple of kisses. I just can't imagine. Just a couple of kisses is not okay.
No, it's not. If I've seen somebody, he did some couple of kisses, we'd have a problem. Unless I was watching or something.
Well, you can have a couple more out the door.
You can kiss my ass out the door. That's what you can kiss. Yeah, that's we don't do that. I said the same thing, Matthew. It's funny. it's just really interesting that, you know, people are very protective of this Eric Quinn relationship. There are folks who think Katie's overstepping. They think that, who is she to say something? Because, you know, well, I'm like, well, I mean, she's invested on someone.
Yeah, and she hates Quinn.
It's Quinn.
Oh. It's delicious.
I'm drinking my tea.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have cookies and tea. Yeah. I have cookies on here. It's so funny.
Is it mint tea?
Because these cookies are dry. That's right. She was so good. Oh my gosh, she was so good.
Yeah.
She was so good. Katie was like, and I love that Quinn was like, yeah, you're gloating. You're all gloaty. That's fine. So, okay.
I've told you time and time again, I don't want you dropping by.
Without a phone call first.
This is the third time I've heard Quinn tell Katie that. I never heard the original Don't Come By. It didn't do any good, did it?
Well, obviously not.
But, like, did it ever? Did she ever take heed?
No. She don't care about Quinn. She's like, I can give two shits stuff about you. Oh, my God. That was by accident this time. Oopsie. She don't care about what Quinn says. She's like, they had a scene, you missed it last year, that was really good, where we thought Katie was dead. Quinn took enough of her, and they left it like a cliffhanger on a Friday. They had her take this candlestick and bang over the head, and she was bleeding on the floor, the forest thing. And she's like, oh my God, what have I done? And it went to black. We're like, oh my God, did she kill Katie? I'm like, I just had Heather Tom on the show. Why didn't she just say anything? And then it was a dream sequence.
Oh. You can't do a dream sequence on a Friday. Don't do that to
me. They did to us, and we were all like on pins and needles the whole time. But no, I think that when I say Katie's protective of Brooke, I said, well, Katie said, she goes, Brooke and I have been through a lot. She said it last week to Ridge, but I love my sister. And so to me, that's a justification for jumping in and saying this is not right. But she's also Eric's friend, she claims, not, you know, one anymore. Mm. So then you would say something. So, I mean, you know, I get it on some level. But Ridge is like, you have to forgive me. We're now on a Wednesday. You have to forgive me. And RJ walks in. What do you have to say about that?
I was underwhelmed because it's been such a buildup about his expectation for the marriage of his parents, which I think is him overstepping a little bit too. Like, they're adults doing adult things. And
it's a kid thing. I think it's kind of realistic on some level.
How old is he supposed to be?
I think 16 or 17. I think.
With a steady job at a fashion industry. I mean, I really like the character.
Yeah.
I wish that he had been more bummed out.
Yeah, okay, that part. Yeah, no, I was shocked that he was. Yeah, so he was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
He was like, oh, you're not, you're not ready?
Yeah.
Why?
I was shocked.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen him hurt more.
Me too. I agree with that. I was just shocked that he wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
That was a very odd choice the writer decided to make.
Well, let me talk in show terms. I'm not going to the wedding so I can, watch the new hire.
Yes.
Make sure she doesn't steal designs that he's showing her.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
The wedding that he's been dying for. He should have been there.
I agree. Completely agree with that. Completely.
Can you imagine if he had been there and he had discovered it?
Oh, my God. I'd love that, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been a good one, yes.
The stakes would have been so high, and yes. Then what does the 16-year-old, however old he is, do? Mm. But they left him at home. We didn't see him for the week, which I complained about a couple weeks ago. But then, what are we going to do when we have to tell RJ? And then Brooke was like, it's time, Rich.
Yes.
And then they deliver it, and he was like, oh, why? No hurt.
That's true. It was an odd choice. They're saying, Michelle D says he's 17 or 18.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's around that age. Like, he's that age group. I had grown daughters who talked crazy to me at that age, too. It's one of those things at that age. They do. Trust me, they do. So I'm like, ugh. We survived. I love you girls. We survived. But they did talk back to me and stuff around that age.
Who would talk back to you, James Lott
Jr.? My daughters. They don't care if I'm James Lott Jr. They don't care if I'm James Lott Jr. I'm just dad or daddy. Ugh. I love them to death, of course. But no, I think, RJ, I hope... I am hoping that he doesn't turn out to be like his dad. I don't think he will. He's going to be the opposite. You know, he's Richard Horster Jr. I have a feeling he's going to be like the opposite of his dad. I think Thomas is more like fucking Ridge than anybody else. I mean, he's more like going from woman to woman, it seems like.
Thomas.
Now he's into, because first there was Caroline, and then there was Sasha, and now there's, I like Sally and him together. That's what, we'll talk about that also, but.
I guess we can wait until we get there then. Comment.
Okay, so meanwhile... Zendi is really like, okay, both of these Forrester men in my life are into these two Spectre women, which I actually don't mind that he's concerned because the Spectre family, long history of that, and he should be a little concerned. And both Thomas and RJ are both going after these Spectre sisters, and they really don't know them. Not really. They have no idea. I mean, we see they're sweet and whatever, but they don't know this. So to me, it's legitimate that him and Rick are kind of like, what's going on? Because that's happened before in the past. I mean, that's good use of history. That's happened in the past. Coco and Nicole and Zendi are talking about... Everybody was building up the whole, they didn't get married and what's going on? And they got married. It was all about... That part was kind of like, you could do better than that and have Maya and talk about something else besides. They weren't even at the wedding. Like I said, I wasn't even at the wedding. Like, they weren't even at the wedding. Because it's like, I don't care about it. I mean, I know it's exposition or whatever. I didn't care about that storyline so much.
I did like when it was Coco... Nicole and Maya, just the three of them.
Yes.
And she was like, this is awkward. Like, he ignores me. Rick ignores me in the hallway.
Yes.
And I did like, I liked Maya's acknowledgement of the situation.
Yes.
But I didn't like the look that she gave at the end, kind of like, bitch, you're not one of us.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Right. She just, you can't sit with us. Yeah, she didn't give that look. I mean, I found that brooch. So all the jewelry apparently has cameras in it, which I'm like, you have no money. How'd you guys make that happen? I'll suspend belief on that one. So
totally.
Yeah, I was like,
here's a diamond brooch.
Right, and you have no money. Oh my God,
I just feel like they could have sold it with the one necklace.
Yes, but now
that they could have insisted she doesn't take off.
Right. Now it's a brooch, which was actually. The brooch is actually a thing to Stephanie. They mentioned on the show. Susan Flannery, they wore a lot of brooches on the show. So I guess it was like a 30-year anniversary kind of.
And I also didn't like the look that Maya gave after Coco put it on her. Like, what a weirdo was the look I felt. I could be mistaken. Did you have that feeling?
Well, at first, but she kind of said, it's kind of pretty. She kind of liked it after a while.
She was like, no, it looks better on you than it does on me. And then she walked out, and I felt like Maya looked at Nicole like... Okay, weirdo.
Okay, girl. She's like, mm-hmm. Yes, she wasn't. Yeah, she kind of was there. I thought Zendi was going to disappear after the wedding, but he's still there. He's still there. He's still on the show. He's like, they're going to hopefully do something with him.
See, and I liked when Eric showed pictures from his phone where we didn't have to see green screen.
Oh, yes, thank God, right? They do bad green screen on Bold and Beautiful. That part I will say, do bad green screen. We also continued with Quinn and Katie. Again, best part of the week. And I wrote this down. She's like, so she starts to Katie. And Quinn says, well, Brooke doesn't want you to talk. And she's like, Brooke's not the boss of me. All right. And then Quinn, I was like, all right. And then Quinn's like, wait. I was like, okay, girl. She's like, okay, you're the boss of me. I was like, all right, girl. And she's just telling like it is. And then Quinn was like, you'll destroy the whole family if you tell. If I sink, you drown with me. And you know what Katie said? And I was like, if there was a three snaps to work on this show, she said, I have to be a very good swimmer. I was like, mic dropped. See you later. Have a nice day. Stay blessed. I was like, you tell it, girl. She was like, I had to write it down. She's like, I have to be a very strong swimmer.
Any all questions? Right,
Katie, any questions? Like, what, bitch? What? What? Take it outside? What? I was like, Katie is a boss right now in this episode. She was pulling no punches because she was like, I'm in control, bitch.
Quinn shook.
She did. But when she said, I'm a good swimmer, I'd be a good swimmer, I was like, okay.
And then Katie takes off.
Yes, she does.
And then Eric comes in the second the door closes, and he's yes. like, oh, did Katie leave? And Quinn was kind of like, unfortunately.
Yes, I did. I love it. And then when they hugged, who's she thinking about? Her kisses with Ridge. All the plethora of kisses.
Yeah.
A few kisses. We only have a few kisses.
And they were good kisses, too.
They were good. But Rich, they played Rich. I played off like, it was only a few kisses. What are you talking about? It was just like a couple of kisses. I'm like, no, bitch.
It was interesting to me. I can't picture Ron Moss, like, in the role right now. Same like, here. with doing this with Quinn.
They did a good choice of making Torsten K and putting him in this storyline. Because for a while, I couldn't buy him as Rich. I mean, Ron Moss was just Rich to me.
Yeah.
This storyline, I buy him as Rich.
It's terrific.
It's perfect. It just works. They have chemistry. Him and Rena Sofer, they have chemistry. It just works. It totally works. Okay, so the Thursday we see Ivy for a second. So Ivy, Nicole, Rick, Steffi, Thomas, RJ. RJ's taking it well. They didn't get married. Like I said, again, underwhelming, whatever. Thomas and Steffi had some cute moments together, brother and sister. Just kind of like, you brought Sally. What were you doing? He's like, I like Sally. She didn't take any pictures, you guys. She didn't do anything wrong.
Well, until the pictures are released, I'm sure. Do you think Sally will release those wedding photos?
I don't think she will. Here's the thing. What they're doing beautifully with this new Spectra clan. And this same day, you had Shirley and Sally and Coco talking. And you saw that Sally was trying to design. She's trying to design her own stuff. She likes being a designer. She's trying to design. And Shirley, like some folks in here already said earlier, they were just like, oh, yeah, Shade was thrown all week on the show. Yes, it was all thrown all week on the show. That Shirley went over across the line because Shirley, she was borderlining mean, which was like, I'm your grams and I raised your parents, dumped you guys, and I raised you.
You owe me.
She's like, I wrote it down. She goes, she said, I invested in you, I'm cashing in.
It's not her place. It's a little bit her place to not want it to sink.
Right.
But I wish Sally had more of the Spectra backbone.
Yes.
To be like, no, this isn't right.
But I think it's true to form because she's still young and she's trying to figure this out. So in a way, I'm kind of liking that she's teetering back and forth. Like she's not being as strong yet. Maybe she'll grow into it. Maybe I kind of like that she's kind of like, but no, Graham. But oh, no, she really doesn't want to do this. And so when they finally show the bro, because RJ just showing everything to Coco, just showing it all to Coco. Don't show it, take it to the vault, don't show it to anybody. Coco, you want to see my father's design?
I mean, you're going to see them anyway.
You're going to see them anyway. I'm like, but again.
See this envelope marked top secret?
I know, it's so soapy they're doing this. But he's 17 years old, of course he would do this, or 18, whatever he would do this. He's enamored with the girl, so of course you just open everything. And so, of course, they catch it. It's a beautiful design, Whoever really did it in real life, it's beautiful. I'm on Shirley's side. Sorry, not sorry. Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, I mean, that's a great. I mean, Patrika does a great job in the role.
She's fabulous.
She's so great. Yeah. I like seeing this different side of Patrika's acting. It's something different.
Yep.
Because she has been kind of mean. Yeah. Kind of.
I think with Shirley, her mean streak shows. She's nice sometimes, but her mean streak shows. But I think when she's Nancy on Days of Our Lives, she's just like a crazy mean bitch.
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Yes, exactly.
Like, no, there's no good in Nancy, I don't think.
No. But I think Shirley really is trying to help her granddaughters.
Yep.
It really bothers me how Shirley has no problems with playing both of her granddaughters. I mean, it's just, it's... Like I said, some people think that really, that she really gone too far this week, but I think it's part of the character. I mean, it's like, they have people reading down their necks. They need to pay, they need to do something. But I like the way that this Sally is conflicted. I like that. She likes Thomas. But then Shirley decides to, like, let her know some stuff about Sir Thomas.
I didn't think that was nice. I felt, well, okay, and by the way, I didn't know that Thomas had a kid.
Oh, you know, oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I was being told.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah,
okay.
Like I was Sally.
Yes, okay.
I was like, what do you mean he has a child? with Caroline Spencer?
That's so funny. So Matthew went through it too. He found for the first time too.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You didn't
Sally
know that.
And I got choked up at the same time this week.
That's
yeah.
So funny. You didn't know that. Yeah, he's Douglas.
Yeah.
She's with her two mommies in Manhattan. And then we're doing it back there. So yeah, so I mean, basically, it's the Darlita scene. We're gonna talk about that in a second too with Rick and Maya. But no, it's that he has a kid. As a person who's dated with having kids, it's really interesting because there's this whole thing where you just try to. And this is in real life, folks. For me, when I was dating, it's like depending on do you say it at first? Do you say it? When do you bring in the kid if they're not living with you full time? And it's a bit you have and one.
When is it too soon? Yeah, you don't want to like scare someone off,
right? But when is it too late? Because then you scare them off. Because like I'm dating you for the last like 4 or 5 months. You tell me you have a kid. You shouldn't wait that long either. But I'm like, it's always like, what do you say at first? I mean, it's not like you're really hiding. Like you said, I wasn't really hiding it. I was going to tell you. So I was waiting for the right time to tell you. It's like, yeah, I'm like I know it's a dilemma for a lot of us who are parents who are dating. It's just like you just have to figure that out. Like, how do you figure that out? For me, I have grandkids. So, and then people are like, you have grandkids? They scare somebody away. Like, you have grandkids? I mean, you don't know how it's going to work. So I gave Thomas some leeway on that one. She was upset. I'm like, why are you super upset? People have kids.
I don't think she was really upset about that.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to let Thomas go before she knows that this bomb's about to go off.
Yeah.
With stealing the designs. I mean, shit's about to hit the fan.
Because Saul created a design that's similar to it, and
isn't Saul sweet?
I love Saul. He's in love with Sally too, of course. And so the actor's great. The actor's
terrific.
Yes, he's totally adorable. He's totally adorable.
What, is it Alex Weiss?
Something like that. Yeah. I followed him on Twitter. I forgot what his name was exactly.
And he's really funny on Twitter.
Yeah, he's funny on Twitter. He's funny on Twitter. But yeah, they're like
the you talked about suspending belief earlier. The hard part of suspending the belief though for me is the designs. How he was able to like print onto a design board in two scenes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Same conversation, mind you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What, yeah. You know. Here they are.
Yeah, here they are. Yep. Ding ding.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I suspend belief on that kind of stuff sometimes because I know the payoff's going to be way bigger.
Oh, you it's know gonna, it's going to be good.
It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Thomas is being Douglas's father is public knowledge. Yeah, but unless you look for it, you wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't know. I mean, Sally wouldn't know. She wasn't looking for it. She's not focusing on public knowledge. She's focusing on her company and liking Thomas. So she wouldn't. I don't know.
She's not sitting at home Googling how much is Thomas Forrester worth.
Right.
Yeah, Thomas Forrester's secrets.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's not really saying it. So I mean, yes, public knowledge, but I don't think Amy. She wasn't. Yeah, so he has a kid. I agree with like so he has a kid. I mean. They should put Saul and Sally together. That's the whole thing. I think Saul likes her, and it would be a cute romance if they did that.
Saul looked guilty when Sally looked at him, though.
Yeah.
Because I think he's helping Shirley because I think he like knows what's good for him.
Yes, they're all in a weird position. It's this whole thing, but Shirley is spearheading it. She's just like, we got to do this. I'm here to help you. Come on.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. You know, so that's going on. They see the showstopper doing that because that was Thomas and Steffi. Then, the end of the week, which is the end of the week, basically, now everybody knows that Thomas had a baby. That's whatever. So Sally and Thomas get together, basically for a breakup scene, basically.
Yep.
But he says, "I love you." I had a problem with that part.
Okay. When they stood up, my thought was, "Oh, he's about to say I love you." There was that hesitation,
and he said it.
And but then I thought he can't possibly say it.
Yes,
I went. There was enough of a pause before him grabbing her before he said it that 100 things went through my mind.
Yeah,
I believed him.
I mean, it's hard for me because I feel like they've been together so long.
No,
So how you love her. And you just told RJ in a scene before that, oh, we're doing okay, we're together, we're doing okay. Like, we don't have a name for it or something. I'm like, but you're telling her you love her.
You know when I think he fell in love with her? When she went to Australia.
Yeah, possibly.
When he opened the door and saw her, I was like, oh, I think he loves her.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did say that. She came out to Australia to see me.
I would have flown to Australia to see him.
You got that right. I would do the same thing. I don't know how you guys feel. Everybody agrees with me it's too soon. I guess because we've watched the show for so long.
Have they even made love?
No.
I didn't think so.
So we're all saying it's too soon for I Love You. It's too soon for that. I agree. I think it's just too soon because he was in love with Caroline just a few months ago.
Caroline a lesbian?
No, her parents are. Played by Crystal Chappelle.
Okay.
And Joanna Johnson.
Okay, so who is Douglas living with?
Them. Living with Caroline and her two grandmas.
Oh, Caroline and her two moms. Got it. Okay.
Is that Thomas and Sally even together officially? That's the whole thing. But no, they're saying to you, they're right, that they think he fell in love with her in Australia.
The moment the door opened.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that, I guess. I mean, I know some of you on here don't like them together. I like them together. I have no problem with them together. So I agree with you. I think it's just too soon for the love part. It's too soon. I don't know. I just feel like it's just too soon. The scene before that with Thomas and Artie's mom, we're under the Spectra spell. They said Spectra 8,000 times.
Yeah, they
this
did.
Week.
I actually noticed that too.
That's why it's like, oh my God, we do a drinking game. I was like, it was just so, oh my God.
The one thing I would have liked to have seen a little bit differently, I'm happy with how they did it, Thomas Sally scene. When he said, I love you, I really kind of wanted her to walk away. Wanted her to exit the scene.
She didn't.
No.
Could you walk away from him when he said, I loved you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, hello, me either.
He'd still be standing there.
Think about it. You're standing looking up at him, and he says, I love you. You're not going nowhere. I'm like, yes.
She looked so torn and so upset.
But she wasn't going nowhere.
No.
I mean, he wants to kiss you, let him kiss you.
I beat a dead horse when I say this, but I love her. She is perfect.
I know, I do. I love her too. Courtney Hope is doing such a great job as Sally. She's doing a great job.
And the other Courtney, who plays Coco, it's such good casting.
Yes, I agree.
I like that she's the calm Spectra.
Yes.
And dressed down.
Yes.
Yep.
She completely. The choices they've made. I always, side note, if you ever watch Will and Grace, right?
Yeah.
They made Jack, who's the flamboyant one, dress conservative. And they made Will, who is like the conservative one, dress flamboyant. And it's like those kind of choices I love when it makes, because it's like it's a subtle choice, but if Jack dressed as flamboyant as he was, it'd be too caricature.
All right.
So I felt like with Coco, just to be laying it to the show, her not dressing in that, they dressed like the others in kind of like a 40s, 2000s style. They're trying to mix and mingle the old Sally Spectra dressing and with modern style. That Coco literally is like a regular girl. Her haircut, everything's all just regular girl.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all kind of dressed in different ways. Darlita, all of them. She's the regular girl. I think that makes sense because she's the youngest one of the group. She's not like the rest of them.
They could have made her loud and with the red hair.
Right.
And like really, it would have been too much.
Yes.
I just love it.
So I like that. I like those kind of choices.
I love Sally's wardrobe.
Me too. It's very funky.
Yeah.
It's very retro. And I like it a lot.
I feel like a couple weeks ago, Steffi was pretty much crapping all over Sally's style, saying she didn't have any. But I disagree. Like, I think she's so stylish, and she knows how to rock an outfit.
Yes, she does. Actually, I agree with that.
Yep.
Totally agree with that. People like it better with Caroline. We know, of course, people like a Sally, Liam, Steffi. Oh, so put Sally with Liam. You going in that direction? I don't know about all that. I don't know if I'm down with that at all.
Sally and Liam, no.
No, I don't think so either. I think at this point, Liam and Steffi have to be fine for a while. You can give them a break and be fine for a while, because I just think it would just be too much. But Shirley said at the end, she has to end things with Thomas. That's what she's saying. And meanwhile, she's kissing him. So Shirley's like, she has to end things with Thomas. I don't think it's going to happen.
I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
We have 5 votes so far for who would win in a bold and beautiful SmackDown. 5 votes, all 5 say Quinn would beat Katie.
I wouldn't count Katie out.
No. Nope.
I think Quinn is scrappy and dirty. She would play. She'd fight dirty. But Quinn ain't no flower either. I think out of Brooke, Donna, and her, she's the scrappiest of the girls.
Katie is?
Oh, yeah. I think she easily would just, like, would throw down.
I want to watch that scene again that you played where she pretty much clears the mantle. You know it's not a good day when you clear the mantle.
She did. Katie was like, I'm throwing some stuff around. But she went all over the place. It was knocking stuff out. She took the picture. She threw it on the ground. The homegirl has no problem with that. She has no problem with that whatsoever.
Do you think people really do that?
Probably not do that. I've never done it. I've been angry.
I wouldn't want to break my belongings.
Me neither. I was like, I like my stuff.
Like, I bet it would be fun to do, but I'd be so upset about breaking a picture frame.
Yes. You are correct, Daisy Flower 40. I agree with you. They're trying to do a Thorn and Macy redux because Thorn was a Forester, Macy was a Spectre. This was years ago. Bobby Eakes.
Yes.
And Winsor Harmon. Who was on All My Children years ago? Is Dale. They're trying to do. I always call Thomas the new Thorn. I've said it a million times. And Sally is Macy. So I think they're trying to do that. I agree with you. I think they're trying to do. They want to see a Thomas, Sally, and Caroline triangle. I would be down for that too. So when Lindsay's on here, she's on here in 2 weeks. Lindsay Godfrey plays Caroline. We're gonna talk about that and see if she gets some insight. Maybe something's coming up. I don't know. Maybe she knows some stuff.
Aside from Sheila.
Yes.
Who would you like to bring back to the show?
I wish Susan Flannery to come back, but I know she's retired. I love Stephanie. I think the show's missing a little Stephanie. But Taylor. Hunter Tyler, yeah. Bring her back. I think she's needed on the show. I think she's totally needed on the show. Her kids are on the show, grandkids. I mean, she's been on the show.
Who are her kids?
Thomas and Steffi.
Okay.
And Douglas is her grandson. She's never met him.
I can definitely see Steffi as her daughter.
Yeah. Oh, he's only. Can you see it? Yeah. It was perfect casting. And I would have unkill her twin, Phoebe.
Also played by her?
No, there was a different chick. Mackenzie Mari played Phoebe. And I would bring her as a twin. I would bring her back on the show.
What about guys?
Thorn. Thorn's a great character, and he's a great foil for Ridge and everybody. He has a kind of a sense of humor. And I would say bring Thorn back on the show full time and have him romance Shirley. So Shirley starts getting laid and starts feeling some different things too, and she gets under the Forester spell a little bit.
That'd be interesting.
She's a little older. That's great. Oh my god, we have to wrap up, you guys. That went by so fast, you guys. Oh my god, it went by so fast. Yeah, Hope. I bring back Hope. She's another Hope on this show too. Brooke's daughter. I'd bring her back on the show too. But Hope and Thomas are related. They're somehow step siblings or something.
Why are people pushing for them?
They say bring back Hope. But Hope is good. I would love to have Hope on the show, of course. Yeah, Deacon. Well, Deacon. Oh yeah, hello. I would love to have my buddy Deacon on, of course. Sean Kane. Yeah, he's come on. He was great foil for Quinn. So, you know, people are saying Nick Maroney, Jack Wagner. He's on When Calls to Heart, which I do that after show here on Mondays at 5 p.m. Yeah, he's busy on When Calls to Heart. It's Bill Avery, so he's not going to come back on Bold and Beautiful at the moment. The show's doing
Jack
really well.
Wagner works.
He does work. And this week we had Josie Bassett, who came on When Calls to Heart. And their chemistry was like, I mean, Melrose Place.
Yes.
And outside, I thought about you. I'm in talks to have Randy Spelling on my radio show.
Oh, no way.
So speaking of that, he's a life coach now. So we've been talking, and he said he wants to do my show.
And I hear he's the nicest guy.
I hope to find out.
Yeah.
He says he agreed to do my radio show, and we're trying to work that out right now, the dates.
Very cool.
So I was like, Randy Spelling, all the Spelling people. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so that was your week in Bold and Beautiful. We're going to give a special shout out to Pearson. Hopefully he's okay, and yes. We'll work that out. And just stay tuned. You'll go to our Facebook page, Bold Breakdown, for details. ABTV, just the Bold Breakdown on Twitter at my Twitter handle, and we'll see what's going on. I'm sure maybe just a mix up or something. I'm sure he's fine, but we'll get him on. He's been on the show before. He loves the show.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. We'll get him back on the show. But Matthew, thanks for being on the show. And where can
they
find you?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes. You can find me every Sunday afternoon for the Days of Our Lives After Show Edition Day. So make sure to check that out. And for the next two Mondays, the last two episodes of Vanderpump Rules After Show, also on AfterBuzz. Find me there, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And of course, I'm a new published author and I have a new book. I'm going to hawk my wares. I'm very proud of myself. It came out yesterday. It's called The Really Short Story Project. So you can go to Amazon under James Lott and James Lott Jr. and find it there. I'm at James Lott Jr. on all social media platforms. And all my stuff is it's all connected because I'm an organizer. So it's all connected.
You're very organized.
I am very, very organized. It's all on there. You guys, thanks for watching. You guys in the chat room, my co-host. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.